Welcome, everybody. Shir number 979. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Halachos of Bracha. Mayim Achronim, the ins and outs, various different Halachos, straight up how to wash Mayim Achronim. So the Mishnah Berurah, just going further, we said L'chatchila want to try and use a kli, right? To have a bowl to pour it into, to have something like that, a cup, bowl, of these type of things. And preferably not to pour it on the ground. But need be, he did say under the table, Mishibura did say under the Insifkat and Gimel, under the table would be fine. Because of the fact, Makam Shein Oivrim Sham, Yechavim Lital Agabe Karka. Flachin is both the, Litlam Tachas Asholchan. Now we mentioned last time, if let's say it's Sukkot or whatever, you have to be careful that nothing's growing over there, like grass or whatever. Then of course you can't pour because you're just watering you're watering something that grows. That's obviously is also to do. It's one of the Lamatas Malachas of planting. Okay, so just going further, he says, again, if somebody does not have a kli, preferably you should have a kli, utensil, bowl, or what or the like, you don't have the kli, sheyesh loy, yishpach davka b'sech kli. Then he says further, in sifkat nvov, k'moy avonim, the machabe spoke about, you could pour it onto other things also, need be, if you don't have a utensil, you don't have a bowl, he mentioned last time, like wood, little pieces of wood or something like that that might absorb it. It's going to absorb the water, right? You have twigs and these type of things. We're talking about dead, whatever. It's not. There's nothing that's growing over there. It's not going to make anything grow. You know, like thorns or whatever the case is. And the water is not going to like gather into one area. Yesh Makilmi says further interesting that, and again, you have to be careful if it's something that's a live type of plant or whatever, obviously that can, you have to be careful that you can't pour water over there, right? So we're talking about pieces of wood or whatever the case is, thin pieces of wood, and he says the word kaitzim, obviously whereby it's dead, you know, it's not something that's growing. V'yesh makilim litol af al gabe ritzpa, to pour it on the, he says on the ground, but ritzpa is more like where it's tiled. Right, like a tile type of an area. The sphere lehu, the dafkal gabi karka. So the sphere is the mamish. If it's bedafka on the ground, you know, like a regular ground without any tile, like a you know raw ground. Mamish alem rachra. Over there is the problem of rachra, where this water, the water has the rachra. You know, the spiritually unclean water is going to be going on the ground. That shouldn't be done, but he does bring down. He might, Lamaisi ends off, Aval lafi mashkas of alavush, yesh la hachmer bezeh. It does bring down from the lavush. One should be machmer, in all these instances. Preferably not to pour it on the ground, you know, in general. Again, it's a person stuck, whatever the case is, we said, under the table. Need be, and definitely if it's a ritzpah, if it's like a tiled type of a floor, possibly marble, you know, again, is it the right thing to pour? That's a separate issue. But we're talking about right now halacha lemaisa, need be, if somebody does not have a clear bowl or whatever, where would they be allowed to pour this mayim achronim? Okay, we also mentioned, of course, last time on the carpet, you can't pour it because, again, if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, during the week, whatever, that's not, you can pour it, whatever. You don't have to worry about all these things as far as grass or carpet or whatever, but even on a carpet also is a problem. Obviously, Sharia says, it's a problem of kibbutz on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, these are all just side notes. Now, that's why it's good to know these halachas in general, even if somebody does have a kli, or they'll see somebody, let's say, whatever the case is, sometimes, I know people have asked in the past, they see people pouring under the table, or here or there, so the Mishnah says, you know, b'dieved, if a person's stuck, they don't have a kli, so there is what to be soimachan. In those instances, especially during the week, where it's less of a chashash in the instances that we spoke about. Now, he says in Gimel, says the, Machaba goes further in Gimel, ein loit le machamen shayad nichves behen. Don't use boiling hot water. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, says, we're not talking about, obviously, lav davka. He says in Sifkat Neches, we're not talking about boiling hot water because the person doesn't want to burn their hands, right? So the vada ain adam noitel yadam b'maim ka'elu sheyichve behen ela roitzalai mishayat saladis b'mes yad saladis by which is hot, but it's not like boiling hot. Right, so whatever the case is, we're not going to get into all the numbers, the degrees of Yatza Ledes, but it's not right now in the Geya. But if the water is hot, preferably one should, not use that water, but he does say, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkat and Zayin, Avo Poishrim, but if it's like lukewarm water, that's fine. In other words, you don't have to have a dafka cold water. The Hainusha Eina Yatza Ledes, as long as it's not Yatza Ledes by, it's not, hot water in general, then it would be mutter. He does bring down Rashal Pasek Dafka Betzoinen, and he does bring down Rashal, does the Mishnah Berurah, that Bedafka Betzoinen, that Bedafka it should be called. Mio im ein loy ki im elu poishrim, but el maisi ends off if somebody only has lukewarm water, right? Bevadei in lahachmi, you don't have to worry about it. This could come up also in a case in time. A lot of times in the winter, people pashut can't use the cold water; it hurts their hands. A lot of times people are freezing cold and then start using cold water, so the hurts their hands. Again, we're talking about during the week, not on Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos is you have a problem of can't use hot, turn on the hot water to warm it up. But let's say even during the week, whatever, it's winter time. Every time I pour cold water, it's a very annoying thing. So there's what to rely on to wash my machroinim with lukewarm water. Just being careful, it shouldn't be mamish hot. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha merocha kol tuv.